And we're joined in the studio right now by Bump Blomberg and Barbara Jean Johnson. They both brought some musical instruments, Bob, so I think that's an indication we're going to have music here tonight.
Always music on the Roadhouse.
I think so.
Yep.
And it's a little earlier tonight because tonight these two are going to be down at Cascade Lodge New Bar. Is there a name for the new bar that you know of, you guys?
I think it's called the Cascade Lodge Pub.
The pub.
Yeah, the pub.
Hopefully.
You'll find it in there.
Yes.
Just walk in the doors and take a left.
That's where the gift shop is.
Exactly.
You can't miss it.
No, that should be great. And this will be your first time playing there?
Second time.
We played their
grand opening, which was
2 weeks
Thursday. That's right.
October 2nd, Saturday night. Yeah, it's a great, great spot. O'Phalen's have done a wonderful job there.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Bump, it seems like this year you're kind of... And Barbara Jean, too, but both kind of spreading your wings as far as music goes. You've stepped out playing with Barbara Jean and other players this year, Bump, and also more acoustic.
I just can't help myself.
We're just kind of liking this.
Yeah. Well, Barbara Jean and I play in a band together called Unnamed Stream, which is Sweet William Hansen, Bill Hansen, Eric Frosty, and his wife Jessa. And
is that also called the Cascade Mountain Syrup Liquors?
We were more the Cascade Mountain Syrup Liquors when Nathan Baker was playing bass.
Oh,
he moved to the Twin Cities, and now
had a change of name.
Morphed.
Yeah.
It's very confusing, actually.
And we have a big gig coming up in November 18th. Is that right? We're going to be on the playlist,
which is
WDSE, Channel 8.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. You'll be on television.
We're going to be on television.
Wow. They won't allow Bob and I to be on television.
No, our faces are made.
You look good, though. You do look good.
What, where, down there you're doing this? Oh, great.
Live.
And that'll be the full group.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you played, where have you played together so far as a full group?
Well, we played a wedding up at Moose Mountain.
Very recently.
Yeah, a couple
Lutzen
weeks
Resort.
Ago.
Lutzen Resort. We've played on the pool deck there and the tavern several times.
I missed that.
And Saturday night, day before Halloween, the 30th, we were playing at Lutzen Resort up in the conference room. Big, scary, full band party.
Oh,
dance
wow.
Party.
Cool. We're looking for costume ideas if you guys have any.
Oh,
in the conference room.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big space up there, better than, there than the lobby.
Yeah, and there's a stage.
Yeah, big dance, you know, and where they have the wedding reception hall, conference room reception hall.
Oh, I thought like a conference, like a business conference room, where a couple of suits are sitting around listening to you guys.
No, well, you know, these little spaces have to be adaptable, Bob.
Yes, they do.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Exactly it.
Yeah. You know, I think we ought to jump into, how did you decide what music you'd play with Barbara Jean? I mean, you guys have played together recently, but not so long. Are you playing some of Barbara Jean stuff, some of yours?
We are, and we have found we have some common threads in that we have misanthropic proclivities for
there
some sad
some big
tunes.
Words.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's you
kind of fall off the edge when you're playing together.
Loss, you know, abject loneliness, profound heartache.
It would have taken
me. Barbara Jean would say she's down with those themes, and I'd have to agree.
Country
so,
music.
Kind of, yes. Exactly.
It would have taken me a couple of weeks just to come up with those big terms, Bob. And he just rattled them off.
Yeah, but we don't know if he really means what he said.
We're going to find out because they're going to play right now.
And Barbara Jean is a great songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, vocalist.
Oh, geez.
And a pro. Pleasure to play with.
Yes, she is here.
Yes.
At WTIP. Yes. And we didn't mention that earlier, but of course, Barbara Jean Johnson, head of our news department here at WTIP, an award-winning process for her. So not only can she play music that we'll just listen to right now, but she's also very talented otherwise. I suppose I should talk about all the things that Bump does as well. But
thanks for the kind words, though. It's fun to be here at WTIP. It's just the greatest little organization.
And we're very lucky you are.
Two, three, four. tears, and not a single dollar to buy me a beer. I wrote it down yesterday and said it all year. I can't get away from my fears. Well, an eagle flies high in the sky up above, but he's as out of reach as what I've been dreaming of. Why won't you give to me a little of your love? I wanna be the one you dream of, sweet.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Good.
You know, I think on songs like that, I'd call that a violin. When they're happier, right. Song would change that name. Bobby, are you crying over there?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I wasn't sure.
No. I'm just waiting for Silent Night.
Oh, that's
hey, have us back at Christmas.
That's right.
We'll there we do go. That that's for right. you.
Speaking of which, we have another gig tomorrow during the day. We are playing for Moose Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Up at Betsy Bowen's studio.
Oh, yeah.
Right here in town, we're doing a children's concert.
Oh, cool.
3 to 5.
And that's at What's Upstairs? Isn't that the name? Or did
actually,
they
you're in the studio.
We're going to be in the studio.
Oh, in the studio.
In the studio. They have that little stage back in the corner.
Yep.
And there we will be playing Pop Goes the Weasel and Top of Spaghetti. Buck, all your favorites.
I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Now, that's for anybody who wants to come.
Yes.
All the kids out there and all the bigger kids out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I had a question. So many of you play with a lot of different people. You're in a lot of different. It's hard to keep track of all the groups and who's in the groups, and that changes from time to time.
Much less the names.
But yeah, right. But you both play. I mean, and then you have jobs. When do you find time to get together to decide even to rehearse?
It's
tough.
Been a challenge now,
say.
Hasn't it? Yeah.
Or are your gigs your rehearsals?
No, we've been.
we try to practice in advance, but. It is difficult. We're both busy people. And actually, I was talking to my husband the other day, and I was thinking about taking on one more thing. And I said, what do you think, Dan? And he said, it's your life you're ruining. Oh, thanks for the support, honey.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when you mentioned the larger group, you know, Bill Hansen, et cetera. How you even find time to play a gig together when everybody is free to do it.
Yeah.
I think the key is that we all love playing music, and so it takes over, and we all get really excited. If there's an opportunity to play out together, we pretty much jump on it if we can. It's rare that, you know, we can't find a way.
Right.
So.
Make it all work.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have some great Tuesday night rehearsals with our main band, which is a highlight of the week, I have to say.
It certainly is, yes.
You mean it's even more fun than sitting at your desk back there at the barbecue?
Oh, no, no.
Well, not quite that much fun. No. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, Bump, that it's fun to see you coming in and playing acoustically and where we can really hear the words and hear the music so much clearer. Mm-hmm. And I know I appreciate that. And especially that interview that you did during Pledge Week last time.
Yes.
Very interesting.
The behind the music.
Yeah. Just to learn more about musicians and you in general, you in particular.
My friend Gordon Thorne stopped by my office today, for whom I have a lot of respect and admiration, and he thinks that Barbara Jean and I are definitely onto something. This is one of his favorite aggregations that I've been involved in, and so I'll listen to Gordon on that one because he's, you know, he thinks it's a good sound. So
yeah, and he knows music.
Oh yeah,
so. Well, Bump, have you got one that
I
you'd like to introduce
do.
In?
Yeah. This is River Run Dry.
Do you need this, Bump?
Yeah, let's put it down there. It might help on the pickup.
I might switch to this.
Okay. Uh-oh. In studio. Very technical.
Now she's on the white.
White.
I had to switch because that stand was all wonky on me. It wasn't doing what I needed. So.
I hate those wonky stands.
Not so good.
Jeff Nimitz. You
got to keep using all the, that, those high-tech music terms.
Exactly.
Wonky.
Yep.
Well, I have to match, you know, Bump's vocabulary somehow.
Oh, right.
Right. Here we go. 3, 4. Will I take a stand with trembling hands, follow your every lead? Say there ain't no man in this whole damn land that can give you what you need, and it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be long. When you go away, have to say it's hard as hell sometimes, 'cause you know one day here to stay, and if I'm gone then that's my crime, and it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be long. Spun me round, that ain't no way to be. Well, you know I'm bound to leave this town, just you wait and see. And it won't be long, and it won't be long, no, it won't be
ain't high. In fact, she's going dry. I'll fill her up with all I've laid. Can you hear the sighs of the willow that cries as this river is turning red? And it won't be long. And it won't be long. No, it won't be long. And it won't be long. And it won't be long. No, it won't be long. And it won't be long. No, no, it won't be long.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice. I think Gordon's right.
Could be onto something.
It could be onto something.
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell us a little about that song that you just sang?
I wrote that, about 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've been playing
ago.
It with the
yeah,
other group?
Yeah, I pull it out now and again, actually. I have a backlog of originals. Sometimes I pull them out and, you know, and. But there's been a little more emphasis on original tunes lately with Bill and Frosty's writing, and Barbara Jean has a whole gang and a half of them. That first tune we played, Basket of Flowers, is one that she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Now, I haven't heard a name for when you two played together.
Well,
Bumpin' Barbara Jean.
Oh, okay, yes. Perfect. That works.
Perfect.
She and him is already taking me. Okay. You know.
Well, I said him bumping me to somebody the other day, and they were like, "Oh, is that what you guys are calling yourself?" Yeah. Maybe. Bumpin'.
Well, I've been super original with Bumpin' Adam, Bumpin' right. the Boys.
Yeah.
You know, Tres Amigos. It doesn't. Yeah. Naming the thing.
Dos Amigos.
I have no time. No.
Bumpin' Barbara Jean. Works.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to be playing tonight down at, over at Cascade.
Yes.
And tomorrow night, this is at 7. This is kind of right after the Roadhouse. Uh-huh. You can mm-hmm. just drive on down there, everyone mm-hmm. that's listening. And that's at the new bar down there, the pub. And then tomorrow night, you're going to be at Lutzen Resort.
Yes, 7 p.m. start there.
Uh-huh. So, busy weekend. Plus, you're going to be over at Betsy Bowen Studio for all you youngsters listening to the show and all you parents of youngsters listening to the show.
And what time is that?
That is 3 p.m., 3 to 5.
3 to 5. Man, you're busy this weekend.
it's a busy weekend.
Part of Moose Madness.
Thank you for accommodating us on the early Roadhouse.
Adding
slot.
One more gig to
exactly.
weekend.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
You're going to be
you're
playing.
Jump in both feet. Why
there you
not?
Go.
Might as well be playing.
Exactly.
You know, I had a question. Barbara Jean, you're going to be playing the banjo on this next tune. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference for one instrument over the other?
Well, viola is my favorite, which mm-hmm. is what I played on that last song. That mm-hmm. is my heart and soul, that instrument. So hands down, the viola all the way, favorite instrument of all time.
I know we've talked about that before, but maybe you could refresh our listeners on the difference between the viola and
yes.
your fiddle / violin.
Yes. It's bigger, so it looks kind of like it's supersized compared to a violin, and it's lower. It has a deeper, richer sound, so sounds a little bit more like a cello.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice tenor kind of tone to it. So
same number of strings.
Yep, same number of strings. It's in fifths, but it's a fifth lower. So I don't have a high E string, which is what is so squeaky on the violin, and I have a low C, which the violin stops at G. So
did you get that, Bob?
I'm writing it down.
I noticed you were writing it down. Yeah.
There's going to be a quiz.
I know the difference between, we were told this, the difference between a violin and a fiddle.
Oh, we know that one.
Depends on what music you're playing.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier in the
Or who
program.
You're talking to. It's really funny. I was in Superior the other day where my family's from visiting my grandma, and we were talking about the violin she plays, and I first learned from her, and she says to me, well, you know, the fiddle is so great. You can just take it anywhere. You can just bring your fiddle. And she says, you know, because it's you and me, you don't mind I call it a fiddle. Some people, they don't like that. They say it's a violin, but it's just between us. It's a fiddle.
Adam Moe used to say, a violin has a case and a fiddle has a sack.
Oh, yeah.
That was his definition.
I guess that's close enough. He must have a sack.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing, yeah. Well, maybe have another song, because
sure,
obviously you switched instruments and to accommodate, and maybe you can introduce it in.
This is a lot of fun, by the way. You've got a pledge drive coming up, don't you?
Yeah, on the 5th. Yeah.
We all do, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll be doing it again.
Great. This is a song by Gillian Welsh that both Bump and I really like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First tune we played together, I think, at I run an open mic in the open stage at Papa Charlie's in the winter on Tuesday nights. And I cajoled Barbara Jean to coming down. Frosty, it's a lot of fun. And we figured out we both liked this tune. She knew all the words, which is the bonus, because I don't know any of the words. So that's it.
Yeah. All Hence right. the reason for the duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it helps to play with somebody else, you know? Okay, one, two, here we go.
Thank you.
side goodbyes. But there's
BJ and Bump Lomberg on that time banjo and guitar, which sounded really nice together. I gotta tell you that.
And
good. Also your voices together. I think that was the best song of the night. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, very nice. Well, it sounded great.
Yep.
And you can catch those two at the Cascade Pub tonight. That's down next to the Cascade River, Cascade Lodge, 7 o'clock. You can listen to the Roadhouse right up till you get to the door. It'll work out perfect. So give
we'll
me an
let you
opportunity
know how
there.
Many people are sitting outside, you know, with the car still on.
The radio blaring.
Yeah.
Car idling.
You know, we wanna thank both of you guys for coming in tonight.
Hey, thanks
it was
for having
really
us.
Fun.
Thank you.
It's always fun to be on the Roadhouse.
That you'll pop in here again frequently.